Brett Hollander back here on WBAL as we complete our tour around the AFC North. Our final stop, Cleveland, Ohio. Let's catch up with Branson Wright of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And Branson, I think everyone wants to hear about the rookie in Cleveland. Terrence West, of course. How has he looked so far, the former Towson star?
He's looked well. I think he'll definitely be a guy that will be in the rotation. As you know, with the Browns, they haven't looked so well as far as their quarterback position. So that means they're going to be running the ball. And with West and Tate in the backfield, I think you'll see a sort of a 1-2 punch between the two, Tate being, of course, number one. And so he'll definitely get some time, and he'll definitely get the opportunity to make a name for himself.
Yeah, we got to know Terrence pretty well around here from Baltimore, and a star at Towson, taking them all the way to the national championship last year in FCS. Should be a pretty formidable 1-2 punch. You mentioned play at quarterback. Let's get to that and the true rookie everyone is talking about, Johnny Manziel. How would you assess his play? Take all the antics aside, the media attention. How has his play been?
Well, he's a guy that needs some work. He's a guy that in college especially, he used his legs to extend the offense, to get guys open and to do things of that nature. And he hasn't had much of an opportunity to display that here so far in the preseason. I think it's just a matter of him getting to know the playbook. And we know he's a guy that is good and improvising as far as his plays, but he just looks short. I don't know if you saw the game against Washington. His throws weren't on target, especially against the ones and the twos for Washington. So it's a work in progress. I think the Browns definitely made the right choice in having Hoyer as a starter to start off the season. But if he slacks off in any way and Manziel does his homework and gets the playbook down, I think you'll see him play earlier this season.
Going back to last year, Cleveland won four games, and Hoyer was the starting quarterback in three of them, and he was 3-0. Does anyone think that may actually be because of Brian Hoyer? And, you know, who knows? Maybe he's good? Is that possible, or does everyone feel that was sort of an aberration for him?
Well, no, he looked good. And as you know, when any new player comes in, they don't have a whole lot of film on him. It was his first time getting that many starts. He started one other time in Arizona. So the fact that he had those three starts and people didn't really have a read on him, I think that worked to his advantage. But he played well in at least two of those three games. But I think with him getting hurt against Buffalo, and not to say that he was a mobile guy or a guy that liked to run around, but I think that's had an effect on him, at least during the preseason. So as he goes into the season coming up, it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts coming off that knee injury and see how he plays. And hopefully for him, he doesn't have a jinx going into this season.
Branson Wright from the Cleveland Plain Dealer with us here on WBAL. Going back to Manziel, how has he been with the media? I know the national attention from what I see on SportsCenter. But what about with the media locally, and how has he carried himself? Is it a professional that you see, or a young person who's somewhat lost?
He's been professional, and this new NFL now, how they really don't give you an opportunity to have a relationship with a guy.
Sure.
Everything is sort of guarded, and, you know, this is the time he's going to talk, and he only has so much time. So, you know, from that aspect, he's been professional. He's answered all of the questions. And again, as you can see, I'm not happy with the way the NFL is now.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we're in the same boat.
Yeah, it's just terrible the way it's set up. But, you know, from that aspect, he's been professional. From the days he used to talk, he does talk. So, you know, we'll see what happens. If he becomes a starter and lives up to the hype, then we'll see what kind of guy he turns out to be.
Is there still a buzz from the community based on the drafting of Manziel, or now that he's the backup, has that somewhat ceased?
Well, I tell you what, I went to a sporting goods store a couple of days ago, and I saw a young lady in there returning her Manziel shirt. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, hey, he's not starting, and I don't like what I've seen in the preseason. So I think, and we've even had some polls at the paper, as far as, you know, where people lie as far as was it the right decision, and, or are you with Manziel or are you with Hoyer? And people, you know, the fans have voted and basically said they agree with the move. But there, you know, he still has his fans. He still has his people that support him. And I think it's just going to become a matter of how well will Hoyer play. And what always happens in Cleveland, the number two guy always becomes a fan favorite, especially when the number one is not doing well.
Right.
So if Hoyer starts off slow, he has Pittsburgh, he has New Orleans, he has Baltimore. If he starts off slow in those games, and then there's the bye week, believe me, there'll be cries for Manziel to come back and to start for the Browns.
Branson Wright from the Cleveland Plain Dealer with us here on BAL. And Branson, what's the latest on Josh Gordon and his future with the team?
You tell me. It's like every other day, we're expecting to get some announcement from the NFL on what his future is. Is it 8 games or is it the season? And each day and each week goes by and it's, you know, there's no answer. And if you can imagine how the media, how we feel not getting the news, you know, how do you think Gordon feels, you know, as far as preparing for the year or not? And I think there was it's affected him. The game Monday in Washington, he didn't seem like the Josh Gordon that we seen during the season, that we saw during the season. So it's going to be interesting. I think the sooner the better. I don't know what the NFL is waiting for and what's taking this so long, but certainly I would say at least by this next preseason game next Thursday that Gordon will know his fate.
And then what do you see as the biggest impact of Mike Penn, the new head coach and first-year head coach of the Cleveland Browns? I know you've seen a lot of them roll through there over the years. What kind of impact can this guy have? What's his personality and demeanor?
Well, his personality is, it's funny. He has this look of this tough guy, you know, with the goatee and the shaved head that, you know, he's this tough guy. And I assume that he is a tough guy, but he doesn't come all that stereotypical thing where he's yelling all the time and pounding his fists and, you know, my way or the highway type of thing. I mean, the players said he comes off fair. He's been fair with them. As far as the media, he's been good with us. And unlike the players, you know, you are able to pull him to the side and to talk to him a little bit. And I think his impact, his background is defense. And wherever he's been, you know, he's been a defensive guy. So we've seen in the preseason how this defense has stepped up. And they are, part of their coach. And you can see that so far this season. So that's what we all expect this fall, that the strength of this team will be the defense, and it's become because of Mike Penn.
Yeah, a lot of talk of some of the offensive parts, Gordon, Hoyer, Manziel, Tate, West, but probably the strength of the Cleveland Browns on defense and their first-year head coach, Mike Penn. Great insight from Branson Wright of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Branson, thank you so much. Let's catch up again soon.
Yes, sure thing.